안녕하세요. Korean Class 101.com 여러분, 팀입니다.
Debbie here. Tell me the object you want in Korean. In this lesson, you'll learn about object marking particles, 을 and 를. Tim, the object marking particle sounds very similar to what we learned from the previous lesson.
Yes, today's lesson is also about particles.
So, let me guess. Does this lesson talk about how to mark the object of a Korean sentence by attaching 을 or 를 to a word?
Yes, Debbie. As usual, you are so smart. If you understood the last lesson, this lesson will be...
A piece of cake.
Yes.
By the way, Tim, this is off topic, but I was wondering...
About what?
How do you say a piece of cake in Korean? Is there a similar expression that means a piece of cake?
That's a great question, but I'll tell you only if you do a good job today.
Okay, I'll try. Now, let's listen to the conversation.
안녕하세요. 저는 팀입니다. 우리 식구에 대해서 얘기해 볼게요. 아빠는 책을 읽습니다. 동생은 공부를 합니다. 엄마가 밥을 짓습니다. 친구들이 TV를 봅니다.
Let's listen to the conversation one time slowly.
천천히 한국어로 대화를 들어보겠습니다. 안녕하세요. 저는 팀입니다. 우리 식구에 대해서 얘기해 볼게요. 아빠는 책을 읽습니다. 동생은 공부를 합니다. 엄마가 밥을 짓습니다. 친구들이 TV를 봅니다.
Now with the translation.
자, 이번엔 영어 번역과 함께 들어볼까요? 안녕하세요. 저는 팀입니다.
Hello, I am Tim.
우리 식구에 대해서 얘기해 볼게요.
I will talk about my family.
아빠는 책을 읽습니다.
My dad reads a book.
동생은 공부를 합니다.
My younger brother studies.
엄마가 밥을 짓습니다.
My mom cooks rice.
친구들이 TV를 봅니다.
My friends watch TV. 팀, the English and Korean languages seem to be the exact opposite.
What do you mean by that?
I mean their word orders.
How are they different?
Well, in English, the word order is subject, verb, object. But in Korean...
It's subject plus object plus verb.
It must have been such a challenge for you to learn English in Canada.
Yes, it was. It must also be challenging for our many listeners to learn Korean right now.
By the way, listeners, please keep in mind that the focus of today's lesson is object particles, not verbs. Okay. Then why don't we compare an English sentence with a Korean sentence? How about, I study Korean?
Okay. In Korean, we'll change the word order to I, the subject, Korean, the object, and study, the verb.
And I is 저?
And it ends in a vowel, so...
I would attach 는 or 가 to it. So then it becomes...
저는... 저가.
How about Korean in Korean?
Korean is 한국, which is Korea, plus 어, meaning language. So it becomes 한국어, Korean.
Tim, it doesn't end there. Then we need to attach a particle to Korean, right?
Yes, Debbie. Just like we did with the subject 저, I. And that's today's topic.
I got it. Now, let's move on to vocabulary. The first word is
식구,
family member.
식구, 식구.
Next we have
아빠,
dad.
아빠, 아빠.
Next we have
Check.
Book.
Check. 책.
Next we have
읽다.
To read.
읽다. 읽다.
Next we have
동생.
Younger sibling.
동생. 동생.
Next we have
공부.
Studying. Noun.
공부. 공부.
Next we have
하다.
To do.
하다. 하다.
Next we have
엄마.
Mom.
엄마. 엄마.
Next we have
밥.
Meal. Rice.
밥. 밥.
Next we have
짓다.
To build.
짓다. 짓다.
Next we have
TV.
Television.
TV. TV.
The last word is
보다.
To see, to watch.
보다. 보다.
Let's move on to the focus of this lesson while having a closer look at some of the words. So just like the subject of a sentence needs a particle, the object of a sentence needs a particle as well.
Yes, in the last lesson, we learned about 는 and 이가. And today, we are going to learn about 을,
Tim, you said this lesson will be a piece of cake if we understood the last lesson.
Yes, because the rule is the same. What was the rule, Debbie?
The rule is that we need to attach the particles 는 or 가 if the last syllable ends in a vowel sound. For example, 저 meaning I and 친구 meaning friends become
저는 저가 and 친구는 친구가.
If it ends in a consonant, we need to attach the particles 은 or 이. For example, 이름 meaning name and 당신 meaning you become
이름은 이름이 and 당신은 당신이. The same rules apply for the object particles. If the words end in a vowel sound, attach 를. If the words end in a consonant sound, attach 을.
Okay, we need simple examples. We've learned about 물 meaning water and 커피 meaning coffee through the first lesson. How about I drink coffee?
That's a good example, Debbie. Okay, listeners, keep in mind, our focus is on the particles, not on the verb. Let's do it step by step.
I is what in Korean?
저.
The romanization of 저 is spelled J-E-O. It ends in an O sound, which is a vowel.
Then attach 는 or 가, and it becomes 저는 or 저가.
Okay, how about the object coffee?
커피.
The romanization of 커피 is spelled 커, K-E-O, and P is P-I. It ends in an I sound, which is a vowel.
Then attach 를, and it becomes 커피를. Please repeat after me, listeners. 커피를.
To drink is 마십니다. So in Korean, I drink coffee is
저는 커피를 마십니다.
Listeners, don't worry about the verb 마십니다 for now. Please repeat after Tim.
저는 커피를 마십니다.
Great. Let's try it with the sentence, I drink water.
Water in Korean is 물.
The romanization of water is 물. 물 is spelled M-U-L. It ends with an L sound, which is a consonant.
Then attach 을, and it becomes 물을. Please repeat after me. 물을.
So altogether, I drink water is?
저는 물을 마십니다.
Let's say that once more.
저는 물을 마십니다.
Great, you guys. Let's move on to the deeper grammar point and practice some more. The focus of this lesson is which object particles you should use based on the sound that comes at the end of the word before it. This time, we're going to practice attaching particles. Adding particles seems hard at first, but it'll come to you naturally if you keep practicing, right, Tim?
Yes. Since you are absolute beginners, we'll be talking and learning a lot about rules, but...
After practicing many times, the rules become...
A piece of cake.
Okay, let's begin. We already know about the word friends.
Friend is 친구 in Korean.
The romanization of 친구 is spelled 친, C-H-I-N, and 구 is G-U. It ends in a U sound, which is a vowel.
Then attach 를, it becomes 친구를.
Please repeat after Tim, everyone.
친구를.
How about name?
Name is 이름 in Korean.
이름. E is I and 름 is R-E-U-M. 이름 has an M sound and ends in a consonant.
Then attach 을. It becomes 이름을.
Please repeat after Tim.
이름을.
How about younger sibling?
Younger sibling is 동생 in Korean.
동생. 동 is D-O-N-G and 생 is S-A-E-N-G. 동생 ends with a G sound, which is a consonant.
Then attach 을, so it becomes 동생을. Please repeat after me. 동생을.
Great! Now we're going to create a Korean sentence for my younger sibling drinks coffee. The subject, younger sibling, is
동생.
As we already know, 동생 ends with the G sound, which is a consonant.
Then attach 은 or 이. So it becomes 동생은 or 동생이. Please repeat after me. 동생은. 동생이.
Great! The object coffee is?
커피.
커피. 커 is K-E-O and P is P-I. 커피 ends with an I sound, which is a vowel.
Then attach 를. It becomes 커피를. Please repeat after me. 커피를.
To drink is 마십니다. So altogether, my sibling drinks coffee is?
동생은 커피를 마십니다. Please repeat after me. 동생은 커피를 마십니다.
Wow, you guys, that was very impressive. This really is a piece of cake.
In Korean, we say it's 누워서 떡 먹기. 누워서. 떡 먹기. 누워서 떡 먹기.
Piece of cake. Okay, that's all for this lesson. But there's a more detailed explanation in the lesson notes, so be sure to read through those to have a solid grasp of the other words such as family, books, study, rice, and so on.
And if you have any question or comment,
please ask us in the comments section. See you next time.
여러분, 다음 시간에 또 만나요. "안녕하세요. 저는 팀입니다. 우리 식구에 대해서 얘기해 볼게요. 아빠는 책을 읽습니다. 동생은 공부를 합니다. 엄마가 밥을 짓습니다. 친구들이 TV를 봅니다.